This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, tomorrow's news tonight. Broadcasting live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America and the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet, streaming online. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and on Twitter, at Captain's America, and the website for the radio show, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just found that story we were talking about during the break, and I'm going to read the headline. It says, Iranian lawmaker suggests attacking White House $80 million bounty placed on President Trump's head. Now, I'm going to read the story, and then I'm going to tell you who this guy is, but I can't find any confirmation as to the amount. The story goes, one Iranian lawmaker suggested Sunday that Iran attacked the White House in response to the death of Qassem Soleimani, the Islamic country's terror chief. He said, and I quote, we can attack the White House itself. We can respond to them on American soil. We have the power, and God willing, we will respond in an appropriate time, according to a member of parliament, Abolfazi Abu Torabi. That's his name. Now, no mention of dollar amount, none of that. I don't know where that amount came from, but that's the story, and it's on the blaze.
The only, I read it, and I haven't seen it from really anybody else, so I'm not sure. He suggested, he didn't put down the threat. Now let's remember, too, I think it was last year that Iran said that they were sending a warship into the waters off of our East Coast. Remember that?
They did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I don't believe it ever showed up. But if they follow what Russian spy ships have done to, off our coast, going from New England all the way down to Cuba, they can cause some issues if they're in international waters. But be sure that we know about those. We shadow those kinds of events.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the only way that I would think Iran could take on, think that they could take on a White House.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, folks, I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, we need to explain what happened yesterday in Kenya, because this was an escalation by al-Shabaab. They actually launched an attack against our base. It was right there, right along the water, just over the border from Somalia in Kenya.
Yeah, we lost a member of our military and then two Department of Defense employees that were not military. This was the Manda Bay Airfield in Lamu. So they did destroy some a fixed wing. I think a couple of helicopters started a fire, not I'm not sure though about launching missiles. I think it was probably mortars. That one's not a good thing. That's not a good thing at all. Now that base, by the way, is we co-locate with their defense people as well. So that complicated some things for us for sure.
Now we have a question here. It comes from Eric, but it's not our Eric. It's another Eric. It's Eric the Trucker. He wants to know what the range is of the ICBM missiles that they're saying Iran has.
I don't think Iran has ICBM.
No, I think they have short to medium range, and that's it.
Yeah. Let me look at that real fast, because I don't want to say something that's wrong, although I did say I think. I don't believe... ballistic missile program, they have space launchers, it's just a full development field of intermediate range missiles, and they're trying to develop ICBMs with a range of more than 5,600 miles.
Mm-hmm.
So, it is said that they won't even begin to have an ICBM until 2020 sometime.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, that may be, in fact, being developed every time North Korea's launched something that we think is one of those, right? Is that correct?
Well, let's also understand, too, that just because Iran doesn't have it their own doesn't mean that they can't get their hands on it, because I would argue that, in fact, I wrote this in an article yesterday, let the smuggling begin or commence once again with North Korea, because North Korea is likely sharing some things going the other direction.
Yeah, we are. And I'm saying, people that are telling me they're going, or people are saying to me they're going, will this escalate? Will this? I think we're going to continue to see the proxies doing what they're doing. As far as Iran doing anything, they've got to be very careful, because remember what we did to their Navy. Hello?
Hello?
We sank their Navy. We literally sank their Navy under Ronald Reagan when all this stuff came around the first time. But anyway, hold on. We're coming right back with more. And, playing games with the U.S. Navy is not a smart idea. Playing games, trying to take down one of our planes is not a smart idea, because the retaliation, I think, would be swift, very swift. All right, coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And what do you 350,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you ask? Well, they all belong to the USCCA, and they trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of something pertaining to the self-defense of their individual person. Now, for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of attorneys. Now, they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right, and I'll tell you something, folks, if you don't know it already, you'll find out the last person standing is the first person the law enforcement authorities are going to look at. So, defending your life shouldn't cost you everything that you own either, and here's the deal. If you want to find out more, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. On the right tab, you will see a USCCA logo link. Click on that link. For the entire month of January, if you sign up for the free Gun a Day giveaway, you will win free ammunition for that gun for an entire year to go along with the gun. Now, if that doesn't entice you to enter the free gun away giveaway contest, then I don't know what will. Also, after you do that, you will have an opportunity to sign up to become a member. They've got three levels of membership, and should you become a member, $474 worth of free stuff is yours too. So check them out online at the Captain's America Third Watch. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there, and good luck to you, because we want to introduce somebody from this show winning a gun. They've come close, but no cigar, but we need to have somebody, and you got to sign up to do it, so sign up, and good luck to you. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, the Iraqi parliament yesterday held a vote, and the report that I've got in front of me says that they voted unanimously to ask for the expulsion of United States and other forces that are inside Iraq, and they want them, their government, to ask them to leave.
Yeah, here's where words matter. And, of course, headlines, including, you know, Fox News, are getting the headlines wrong on this one. But the 172 member, what is known as the Council of Representatives, did vote on a what is known as a non-binding resolution to cancel the request for military aid from the government of Iraq to the United States. So we are there under invitation, formal invitation, which, of course, we accepted because we are there. Now, the Council of Representatives then has to ask the government to cancel the military aid request. Now, it does not explicitly revoke the status of the forces agreement. There's two different things going on here. But it says in the resolution that they must work to end the presence of foreign troops on Iraqi soil, prohibit them from using its land, airspace, and water for any reason. We also, we got two things. One is our military aid and then our status of forces.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it would be every bit of a year or more if this thing passed like tomorrow that the government said, okay, we're going to do this. It would be every bit of a year or more that we would even begin to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not. But in the meantime, we have Muqtada al-Sadr, who has a large number of the seats on the parliament. And what he has done is, I think, kind of supporting the vote is say, hey, I will remobilize my forces that will take on any parts of Islamic State or the work that the Americans are doing in Iraq. Can he do that? I don't think so.
Well, supposedly he activated two brigades over the weekend, but then again, they would have had to have been in training, and to my knowledge, they weren't even doing that, or were they?
Well, but they virtually don't have the equipment that we have either.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
I think it was like Muqtada al-Sadr going, hey, don't worry about it. I got this covered, which he won't. But there you go.
Right, and he's in bed with the Iranians anyway.
Correct.
So what the hell does he care? I mean, other than the fact he'd gain more power. And by the way, wasn't he at one time trying to become the leader of Iraq?
I don't know so much about the leader, but, I think he's probably more powerful not being the leader. He's more powerful holding voting seats, voting block seats, being able to mobilize whoever he wants, militias.
Well, let's talk about Iran yesterday announcing that they were going to end their participation in the 2015 nuclear deal like they were in it all to begin with, you know?
Right.
I mean, what the heck? Go ahead.
Well, look, this one isn't any surprise either. I would say that they formally coming out and saying what they said is an attempt to cover the violations that they've already been in violation of. So now you have France, and not so much Germany yet, although France, I think, is conferring with Germany, saying, hey, we need to stay in this deal, blah, 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 blah. And what this necessarily is the fifth step. It would be the final step. Where Iran has been wanting to make changes to the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. So we don't know what the full fifth step is, meaning the final step regarding noncompliance or commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And that they have to, according to the JCPOA, they have to announce that, and what they're going to do, and then they have to pass that on to the other signatories, of which, again, France is trying to save. In the meantime, however, there are some people in Iran that are, and I actually put this in an article yesterday, that quote, if Europeans stop trading with Iran because of the violations and don't put pressure on the U.S., then we will reveal which Western politicians and how much money they received during nuclear negotiations to make the Iran deal happen. Now, isn't that interesting? Because now you've got Iran that is essentially extorting
European leadership over who took money and who didn't. This could get to be very fun, very, very fun.
Now, what do you think about Omar and Tlaib with the comments they made over the weekend, two sitting congressional representatives? Omar called for shorter revolution. She called for people to go out there in the streets and just start not protesting, but to go out there and what's the word she used? Not destroy, but anyway, to go out there and actively you go out there and revolt in the streets, I guess is the word I'll use.
Well,
I'm trying to think of what the exact word was.
Well, this is all coming from the door that's wide open in Ilhan Omar's office and AOC's office and some of the others from the Council of American Islamic Relations. Mm. So that's where that's coming from.
Okay, so much for that. All right, well, very quickly, people are still wanting to know about this impeachment stuff. Nancy Pelosi still sitting on these items, these documents, and Lindsey Graham yesterday says, that's okay, we don't need her. We'll just change the rules and do something different.
Well, he also said, hey, why don't you go ahead and propose the rules that we'll just kind of look at. So
yeah.
He's boxing you into a corner, and rightly so.
So they don't have to do anything if they want. They can just turn around and do what they want. I mean, it is the Senate, and it's a totally different ballgame, and Nancy has nothing to do with it.
That's right. And because the Democrats know that Trump did the right thing in taking out Qasem Soleimani and several others, that they want to change the headlines and say that was a distraction and we need to go back to the impeachment thing, which then puts pressure, unwittingly or unwittingly, back on Pelosi. Hey, what are you going to do with this? The impeachment thing has just lost its punch, and the Democrats are trying to revive it. So I'm not particularly worried about any of it.
What are you going to write about today?
I don't know. I was so busy yesterday. I think I wrote five things yesterday, all on Iran and targets and submarines and...
Now, do you think the proxies will continue their escapades today?
I think, no, I don't think that they're going to make any kind of an immediate countermeasure by a long stretch. It'll be slow and measured.
All right, we will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, everybody, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great things. By the way, like she said yesterday, she put out four or five different news stories. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Just getting fired up.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Parliament in Iraq has taken the first step toward expelling the roughly 5,200 American troops there. Military forces are bracing for more violence following the killing of Iran's general, Qassem Soleimani. Former commanding general and CIA director David Petraeus discussed the U.S.-Iranian standoff.
The real question for the United States is, will there be a diplomatic initiative that says, okay, look, this is not headed in a good direction. We truly do want to de-escalate. Everyone is going to lose if this continues to ratchet upward. Can we now sit down and talk about getting back to the nuclear agreement with addressing the concerns that the administration has had?
Petraeus was speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. The Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab military group is responsible for killing three Americans, one service member, and two civilians in an attack on an airbase in southern Kenya. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. And we're broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight. And right now, I'm going to bring on the telephone line a special guest. Now, this is Amanda Mackey. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
And you are born and brought up initially in Iran. You were there when the Shah of Iran was in charge. Your parents basically escaped by the skin of their chinny chin chin to get out of town because they were with the wrong crowd, right?
Yeah, basically.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, I will. Well, thank you for the opportunity to talk about something that obviously we're all glued to the TV right now, listening to what's happening. Of course, the radio too, your show. But, you know, it's really important to talk about an issue that I believe truly exhibits what our president's leadership has demonstrated at a very critical time in the Middle East. This is important for me, as you mentioned, because I was born in Iran. Mm-hmm. And I was born at a critical time as well. I was born in 1978. And for your listeners, as they know, the revolution happened in 1979.
Mm-hmm.
And my family and I immigrated just after Khomeini came into power. The Shah was exiled January 16th, 1979. Khomeini was instilled in power February 1st, 1979. My family and I legally immigrated to the United States May 1st, 1979. right after the fall of the Shah when the Khomeini was in place, and the basically people feared for their lives if they were military, if they had any allegiance or alliances with the Shah. And if you were not the right religion, if you were not the right belief, you were killed. And Khomeini was responsible for that. And who was number two in line, number two, you know, most powerful person in Iran, was Soleimani.
Yeah.
You know, this is what this regime has been doing for 40 years. The country that was once a strong ally of the United States has been the biggest threat to that part of the world, and certainly to the United States. You know, and I think for me, you know, for me, my family, and for so many, you know, Iranians who have come to the United States and been, you know, contributed back. You know, I graduated from college and I worked in the Bush administration. My first job was at the Pentagon weeks after 9/11 because I speak Farsi.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that just shows you, how the people of Iran, you know, are under this the theocracy that doesn't accept people, and the reign of terror that has been spread by Soleimani, their Iranian proxies, throughout this region. And what our president did was said, I'm going to take that out. I'm not going to let that continue anymore. And it's bold leadership. Look, previous administrations have not done it. They've known about his threat, but they haven't done it. He went through, followed through with action, because of the provocation that happened and the repeated lashing out by Iran that culminated with an unsuccessful act of war, which occurred on New Year's Eve. American forces secured the compound. They were struck. President Trump responded and warned the Iranians. And the fact is, he said, we're not going to continue tolerating this provocation. We're not going to allow for continued violence.
Mm-hmm. Now, the next target probably is going to be Mr. Nasrallah, who is the commander of the what the heck did they call themselves, the PMF, or not the PMF, the Hezbollah unit there, right?
Yeah.
Well, so go ahead.
Well, you know, I just let me just one thing that I want to say, because I think this is so important listening to you know, the media coverage, and boy, you know, has it been so slanted by, you know, the Washington Post, by, you know, the liberal media. You know, but I think it's important to understand the continued violence that has occurred, that President Trump, you know, just since this summer, the downing of a U.S. military unarmed $130 million drone that they downed on June 20th, attack on the oil infrastructure at Saudi Aramco that took out 5% of the world's oil production, rocketing of our military bases, mm-hmm. killing of an American contractor and four soldiers, multiple acts of provocation, and a president who has said, I'm not engaging in war, has had to defend this country. And, you know, it blows my mind when I was listening to, you know, people on these shows, on the talk shows yesterday, talk about, you know, why did the president do this? I mean, do we need more examples of why the president needs to defend our country and defend our...
Let me ask you a question. Why did Susan Rice blatantly lie on Rachel Maddow's show and say that we never had Soleimani in our gunshot sights and never had the opportunity to take him out, when General Stanley McChrystal not only said it, but he came out again over the weekend and said it, that he was the one that was told not to take the shot?
Right. Well, you know, it's anyone's guess, but, you know, Susan Rice is, you know, part of the administration that supported and took in, you know, billions in dollars of cash to Iran under the JCPOA.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think of a comparison, President Trump believes we take bags of cash to deliver to the Iranians so that they can spread their reign of terror and what they're doing, building up Hezbollah in Lebanon and Syria. This is what that administration did. And then look what this administration did. Look at the bold leadership of our president in saying, okay, not only as of May 2018 are we getting out of JCPOA, and that was not what we should have been doing, but more importantly, he's taking out the nucleus. the brains behind the operation, the number two person that is was actively, we can presume, in Baghdad to do that, to continue to, you know, to bring about terrorism. So, you know, again, this is a philosophical divide. And this is, you know, Susan Rice is someone who is aligned with an administration that believed in taking back bags of money to Iran.
Now, hang on a second. We got a caller here. I want to take the question. Good morning. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain.
Make your question quick. We're running out of time.
Okay. Wonder what we're going to do when, if Iran gets nuclear weapons, and do they have the missiles now that they could send one and hit a target in our country?
All righty. Okay. The answer to that is they certainly have developed a nuclear program along with North Korea, and we know that North Korea has warheads, and we believe the military, now I'm going by our intelligence that I know that's verifiable, believes that Iran does have a few nuclear warheads. Whether or not they have a missile capable of hitting anything with them or not is a different story. Go ahead. Are you there, Amanda? Go ahead.
I think that there is a, you know, real a possibility there. But I think, you know, thinking of potential responses from Iran, you know, there could be, it's not just about that. It's, you know, actions that they could take in the Gulf, in the Strait of Hormuz through their proxies, through the Quds Force action. So I don't think we should just be looking at one particular, you know, is it nuclear capabilities? I think there are many other things that we should be on alert for that Iran has the possibility of doing.
Now, you got about a minute. Go ahead and tell everybody what you're up to.
Yeah, so I am actually running for Congress here in Florida's 13th District. That's the St. Petersburg area just outside of Tampa, headquarters to MacDill and our Central Command Forces. I am running for the Republican nomination against Charlie Crist. And, you know, I think it's really important to have someone who understands the geopolitical instability and concerns in that part of the world, someone who can talk to these issues, and someone who can be in Washington to really espouse our conservative American values as well. My website is Amanda Mackey, MAKKI.com, and you can find out more information there about me. And, you know, I think, again, just the importance of what's happening and the geopolitical nature of this conflict in Iran and what our president has done, I think, should not be discounted. Where people were, you know, chanting death to America, now people in their homes are saying death to the dictator.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we want to have happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 40 years is a long time for the instability and the unrest that has happened in that part of the world as a result of you know, people like General Soleimani, and I think the bold leadership exhibited by our president is really important and should not be discounted. And I hope people really keep praise on the president for what he's done.
All righty, thank you very much, and you've been a wealth of information. So stay low, my friend. Stay low.
Thank you.
All right, Amanda Mackey, everybody. Your name is spelled M-A-K-K-I, Amanda Mackey. Check her out. You'll find out more about her. She's also got a Facebook page. And I'll be right back with the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. We're going to get his take on what's going on. I can't wait to hear that, number one. And number two, there's some financial stuff we need to talk about, too. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Well, last Thursday, we had our annual first Thursday of the month lunch down there in Bradenton at Mixon Fruit Farms at the Groveside Cafe. Had a good time there. Lots of great people showed up for that. We appreciate them very much, and a special shout out to the people that were there, and we'll see some more folks again next month, first Thursday of the month. And I want to remind everybody that the hidden gem, in my opinion, in Bradenton happens to be right there at the Mixon Fruit Farms, the Groveside Cafe, inside. Now, many of you, especially those of you that are down here from outside the state that are visiting, you've got the Florida Tourist Guide, you see it says Mixon Fruit Farms on there, and you go, oh, it's a fruit farm, and they got this, and they got that. Well, what they don't tell you is that inside they've got an incredible cafe called the Groveside Cafe, and the food in there is all homemade. My goodness sakes, it is just super, super delicious, and believe me, you're going to love it. And on a cold day like this, and tomorrow and the next day where temperatures are going to be in the 60s, well, lows overnight in the upper 40s and whatnot, I'll tell you what,
The chili they make, homemade, I've had some of that, and it's really good, too. So check them out, Mixon's Groveside Cafe, inside Mixon Fruit Farms at 2525 27th Street, South Bradenton, Florida. They are definitely a tourist attraction you don't want to miss. That's Mixon's Groveside Cafe, 2525 27th Street, South Bradenton, Florida. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Barkowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Are you up there swimming and basking in the sun and warm weather up there?
We actually saw the sun a little bit yesterday, which was nice.
Okay, well, guess what it's doing in upstate New York along the lake?
Oh, it's more than likely snowing.
Absolutely. All the way from Rochester to Oswego and all the way to the Thousand Islands Bridge and inland all the way across the Adirondacks to Lake George. But anyway, it is what it is. So welcome to winter. Listen, I got to ask you a little bit because it's all over the news, all over the news, all over the news. President Trump has threatened sanctions on Iraq for its calling on U.S. troops to leave if, in fact, we leave Iraq. And by the way, he wants them to repay the $1 billion that we paid for that huge military base out there in the Wild West near Mosul, Iraq.
Listen, I think a lot of this pullout, this vote, is a lot of it, to be quite honest with you, is fake news.
That's right. Means nothing.
It means nothing. And more than half of the people weren't even present.
Right.
It was only the Shiites that were there for this vote. You didn't have the Sunni side that was there as well.
Right.
So, yeah, it's mostly fake news right now, Matt, quite honestly.
Yep.
The media as a whole is handling it the completely wrong way and not giving proper perspective to exactly what was voted on.
Well, I'm glad you said that because Denise and I, in the first two segments of this hour, did clarify that and let the people know that this was a bunch of nonsense not to believe it. Now, one other little thing here. We know that the proxies of Iran are carrying out the bad deeds, if you will, of the Iranian regime because Iran doesn't want to make it look like they're doing something evil, even though the IRGC is just about, heck, I don't know, halfway around the world. Some of their places, by the way, they're down. Hezbollah, which is a proxy of theirs, is operating in Mexico.
Listen, I think that the big Iranians are backed into a corner based upon the fact that the sanctions that have been put on them, they're not doing well. There's a lot of internal strife within the country, and they're looking for a way to push back. I think that a good way for them to help themselves survive is to turn Iraq into almost a colony type of a state where they're able to obviously suck money and resources out of Iraq to keep themselves going. So again, we're going to have to kind of wait this out and see. Again, a lot of talk, coming out of Iran right now. I'm not necessarily so sure. I think that most certainly, I think that they're a bit coming to the realization that we're able to hit them fairly easily if we really want to. And Donald Trump proved that. And, I think if they attack again, I think that, all bets are off at that point in time. I mean, Donald Trump was pretty patient first time around, in particular in regards to when the drone was shot down and didn't do anything. So I don't think that's going to be the case moving forward.
No, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens. I mean, we're playing a waiting game right now. Now, there are some things going on financially we need to talk about. First of all, oil. I've had a lot of people say, well, Captain, we don't care what OPEC does. They can raise their price to $100 a barrel. Why the hell are we charging that much?
People fail to realize that we're not charging anything. Oil trades just like stocks trade. And there's an oil futures market, there's gas futures market, and whenever there's geopolitical tensions, heck, it used to be worse. Remember, there'd be a thunderstorm would pop up in the Gulf of Mexico. Prices used to go up much, much quicker just because, hey, geez, it's going to hit the oil facilities that are there. Obviously, it's a different situation now, but completely natural for oil futures to go up. Not to mention, you will take you will take a lot of a product off the market if there's issues in the Gulf of Hormuz and the ability for China and Europe to get the energy that they need.
Yeah, I get you on that one. Now, the other thing is gold has climbed to a 7-year high, reportedly on the tensions between Iraq, United States, and Iran.
So we're back to 2013 levels. if I'm not mistaken. Again, that's another, it's a flight, also like a natural reaction whenever you see geopolitical issues that you see also as well, commodities rise, and gold's one of them.
Okay, now Larry Kudlow said something over the weekend. He said the bull market run shows a very strong signal of tremendous consumer and business confidence, setting us up for a return of at least a 3% growth in 2020. We've heard this before. The market, of course, has gained a tremendous signal of confidence to American investors out there. What say you?
Well, I think that we do have a lot of potential moving forward. Obviously, some of the things that are happening right now on the geopolitical front, without a doubt, could throw those things off. I mean, hopefully that cooler heads prevail. We don't run into that type of a situation. But yeah, without a doubt, there's a lot of the fundamentals as a whole are very strong.
Now, I know you buy a lot of Apple products, right?
Yes.
So you're the one that's helped Apple CEO Tim Cook get that $125 million he made last year?
Well, it's not just in cash. It's in stock as well, and that's where I take issue. I've talked about this extensively on my programs. Since I don't mind, guys, if they're doing a really great job for a company and they want to pay them a significant amount of cash, that's fine. Where I take issue is the stock grants, because that's where the money really comes in. We pay actors and actresses and athletes a lot of money if they do a great job. Yet CEOs really don't make that much usually in cash. It's mostly in stock grants. And what in turn happens is that the companies themselves issue stock buybacks, which in turn ends up being a de facto pay package, because they got to buy back the stock that they granted to these executives. So, yeah, I have an issue with that, with the stock grants and how they operate.
Now, I've got a question from a listener. His name is Warren, and he's in Reno, Nevada. He says, please ask Chris Markowski what he thinks are just a couple of key economic trends to watch in 2020.
Key economic, well, I think
trends.
The same trends as last year. You have to take a look to see how the jobs market is. That's the utmost importance to me. I would look to see, people can still go out and find a job as easy as they can. Are we going to continue to see people's wages go up? I think that's very, very important moving forward. We've been able to do this and have a tight jobs labor market like this without having out-of-control inflation. I mean, there's been certain things that have been inflationary, no doubt, but it doesn't have anything to do with the jobs market. It's more in line with health care. So, yeah, I would continue to watch the labor markets.
Mm. Okay, very good. And your website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, now, I haven't checked it in a while, but are you writing articles as often as you were before or not?
I try to write as much as I can. We always have, my newsletter came out not too long ago. There's a bunch of articles up there, and we're always working on stuff, constantly updating the website all the time.
Okay, well, very good. Well, Chris, I'll talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel, and by then we'll see what else is going on in Iran and Iraq.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
All right, thank you. That's Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And by the way, don't forget, coming up Saturday, I'll be up in Brooksville at the Two Guys Gun Show at the Hernando County Fairgrounds with the lovely Susie Q. So make sure you stop by. We're going to be there January 11th, Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Stop by, say hi. Now, the gun show goes on January 11th and 12th from 9 to 5, both days. Again, at the Hernando County Fairgrounds, so don't miss out on that one. A lot of great deals going on there, and I saw a lot of happy campers a couple weekends ago down there in Sarasota leaving with literally a whole bunch of arsenal wear, if you will. All right, I'll be right back with more, and Frank Salvato, managing editor. So here I go, Matt Frank Salvato.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.